Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTÉ Radio 1. A plot to kill Queen Elizabeth by dropping an object from San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge. It sounds like a plot rooted in fiction rather than fact, but it's actually recorded as something that was planned in newly released FBI documents. 120 new papers from the Bureau's vaults detailed threats against the British Queen during various trips to the US in the 1980s, 1990s and the 1970s. The Business Post's US correspondent Marion McKeown brought us through the story, starting with a conversation in an Irish pub in San Francisco in 1983.
Well, you know, I'll start off, Cian, by saying that I think assassination threat or assassination attempt, even as it has been reported, is something of an overstatement. So the genesis of this was that there's a pub in San Francisco and a lot of IRA sympathisers would drink there. And it was also used quite frequently by local politicians as a meeting place and a hangout. And anyway, this police officer was drinking there. And he claims, and I'm quoting this now, that somebody whose name is blanked told somebody whose name is blanked that on the evening of February 4th, Friday, he received a phone call from a man who claimed that his daughter had been killed in Northern Ireland by a rubber bullet. Now, this man said that he was going to attempt to harm Queen Elizabeth, and he'd do this either by dropping an object off the Golden Gate Bridge onto the Royal Yacht Britannia when it sailed underneath, or else he'd attempt to kill her in Yosemite Park when she went there for a visit. Now, Yosemite National Park is 1,200 square miles. It's cliffs, it's waterfalls, it's rocks. Good luck to anyone in there. Obviously, this was some loose talk in a pub. And, you know, I spoke with a friend of mine who was a former senior terrorism official within the FBI, and she frankly laughed. And she said that this, you know, had they thought there was anything in this at all, they would not have said, we'll probably contact him. So, you know, a good news story, but grossly overstated in my view. And then when she went to Baltimore in 1991, a group of Irish protesters planned to take a block at a baseball game that she was visiting and chant anti-British slogans. And that really is about the size of the threats against Queen Elizabeth while she was in the US from the IRA or IRA sympathisers.
There's 102 pages within this fold,
yeah,
and it chronicles different perceived threats in the 70s, 80s and 90s. You've mentioned them, but are there more to come?
Well, you know, the FBI does periodic dumps of records onto this vault site, usually after about 40 years or so, after the incidents have passed. Now, there may be more records of subsequent Queen visits, visits by Princess Diana and Charles, all that kind of thing. You know, whenever a royal is coming, or whenever any politician or international dignitary comes, there's always an FBI security check. All threats are checked out. But as I think you'd probably see from this file, which is 102 pages, it's mainly newspaper clippings, sellotaped onto pages, talking about the Queen in very general terms. I would say, from having gone through the entire file, that the risks of threat and the FBI assessment of same were pretty minimal.
But do we know why these documents were released at this stage? Is it because of the passing of the late Queen?
No, I think what it is that it's 2023 now, so the visit was 1983, and so they would probably dump them after about 40 years anyway. They can become public. There may also have been a Freedom of Information request, or they may have just put it up there because, as I said, if you go through the vault, vaultfbi.gov, you see all manner of things on there. And, you know, if anybody has a couple of hours to spare, you come across some quite interesting things. But as I say, in the context of the sort of security that's put in place, they were concerned that there could be an embarrassment to the Queen.
US correspondent for the Business Post, Marion McKeown there.